Well, casual workers, they're claiming a victory, but business groups are describing a court ruling this week as an assault on jobs. Employers could now be exposed to billions of dollars in back pay claims after the federal court ruled casual workers on regular shifts will be entitled to paid leave. Now, industry groups are warning it'll put a handbrake on employment when Australia can least afford it. But unions and employment experts aren't buying it. Gavin Cooch begins today's coverage.
Casual employment does have its advantages. It meant Poppy Parrott could cut her teeth in research and marketing.
So it was great as a casual worker that I was able to be paid really, really well and able to gain a lot of skills for my resume until I could find, you know, full-time work.
But as with many people, COVID-19 has put an end to this. Her work at the Royal Melbourne Institute of Technology has now dried up. And even before then, things were becoming precarious.
Yeah, where I was pretty much working full-time hours, but I wasn't getting, you know, superannuation or, you know, kind of paid leave like other workers. So if I needed a day off, I had to, you know, it's the classic where you have to kind of accommodate yourself for that.
And living in Melbourne, rent is not cheap. How did you go about planning your finances around that casual employment?
Well, so some weeks I'd only be working maybe 10 hours. So you always have that looming over your head of what am I going to do next after this? You know, hours would fluctuate. And I think that was more anxiety inducing.
Workers on regular casual shifts have now had a win, with the federal court ruling they're entitled to paid leave. Unions New South Wales Secretary Mark Morrie thinks the decision gives a much clearer definition to the term casual.
The whole casual approach to labour over the last 20 years in this country has seen 2 million people in precarious employment, predominantly people who are women.
The ruling will mean millions of workers could soon have extra cash in their pockets, with a predicted flood of class actions. And business groups aren't happy.
This decision, or the errors in the legislation that led to it, are an absolute assault on jobs when we can least afford it.
Scott Barklam is the Director of Workplace Relations with the Australian Chamber of Commerce and Industry. He argues businesses will now be more likely to open for less hours or get a family member to work, rather than creating new jobs as a result of the ruling.
Businesses need the flexibility of casual employment to be able to suck it and see with reopening, be able to structure their what they offer when they open to uncertain demand. In a way, casual employment has never been more important than it could be in this recovery. And with the decision, never has casual employment been so uncertain or so unreliable.
Scott Barkland says it amounts to double dipping, where employees will still reap the benefits of being a casual while also claiming paid leave.
Employers pay a 25% premium for a casual employee, and in doing so, that employee is effectively paid in advance for leave entitlements. This decision completely ignores the basis on which casual employment was agreed to. And it, on its face, it allows employees to double dip and take the money twice. That's not the Australian way. That's not a fair go. And it's absolutely the worst possible thing that we could do for small businesses and trying to get people back into work.
That's drawn little sympathy from unions and industrial relations experts like John Buchanan from the University of Sydney's Business School. He thinks Australian employers have had it easy for decades now.
They've kind of got addicted to relying on this fiction that if you call someone a casual, you can treat them as a casual to get all the benefits of their continuity of association. The federal court saying, let's call a spade, let's look at the reality of the situation.
But would any move to provide less flexibility for employers during what is a really difficult time be a troubling one?
Look, this is going to be the critical question for the next, you know, 5 to 10 years. Digging our way out of this coronavirus recession is going to be really hard. And we've got to ask ourselves, what do we want to look like in 5 or 10 years' time? So, yes, employers can say in the short run, you know, if you let us do whatever we like, we can create jobs. But we've got to ask ourselves the question, what kind of jobs do we want to create?
With the federal court ruling unleashing fresh debate on the nature of employment, the Morrison government is watching on with interest and has left open the door to intervening if there's an appeal of the decision. In a statement to the World Today, The Attorney General and Minister for Industrial Relations, Christian Porter, says the decision has the potential to further weaken the economy at a time when many Australians have lost their jobs, and that law changes might be necessary.
Gavin Coote reporting.